You shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and violet, purple, and scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, the work of a skilled embroiderer. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be joined to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be joined to one another. You shall make loops of violet on the edge of the outermost curtain in the first set. And likewise you shall make them on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall make 50 loops in the one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is in the second set. The loops shall be opposite each other. You shall and join the curtains to one another with the clasps, so that the tabernacle will be a unit. Then you shall make curtains of goat's hair as a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains in all. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall have the same measurements. You shall join 5 curtains by themselves, and the other 6 curtains by and you shall double over the 6th curtain at the front of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the first set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall also make 50 clasps of bronze, and you shall put the clasps into the loops and join the 10 together so that it will be united. The overhanging part that is left over in the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that is left over, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. The cubit on one side and the cubit on the other of what is left over in the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over sides of the tabernacle on one side and on the other to cover it. And you shall make a covering dyed red and a covering of fine leather above. Then you shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of each board. 1.5 cubits the width of each board. There shall be 2 tenons for each board.
Double beneath, and together they shall be complete, to its top, to the first string. This is how it shall be with both of them. They shall form the 2 corners, and there shall be 8 boards with their bases of silver, 16 bases, 2 bases under 1 board, and 2 bases under another board. Then you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle, for the back side to the west. The middle bar in the center of the board shall pass through from end to end, and you shall overlay the boards with gold and make the ring holders for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. Then you shall erect the tabernacle according to its plan, which you have been shown on the mountain. You shall also make a veil of violet, purple, and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen. It shall be made with cherubim, the work of a skilled embroiderer. Also of gold on 4 bases of silver. You shall hang up the veil under the clasp and bring in the ark of the testimony there within the veil. And the veil shall serve as a partition for you between the holy place and the most holy place. You shall put the atoning cover on the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And you shall set the table outside the veil, and the lampstand opposite the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And you shall put the table on the north side. You shall also make a curtain for the doorway of the tent of violet, purple, and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. And you shall make 5 pairs. overlay them with gold. Their hooks also